Praise God. Thank you, Father. I pray you just take over right now, Lord, by your Holy Spirit. Have your way in our midst. Change us today in Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen. In October 2007, according to WorldNet Daily, and this is actually backed up by a White House press release also, they reported on a statement that President George Bush had made to a reporter from Al Arabiya. Ian, am I pronouncing that right? Arabiya. Arabiya, okay. Prominent news agency. Okay, Arabiya, Al Arabiya. Probably, I heard they're the chief competitor to Al Jazeera as far as news to the Arab world. Okay, major news corporation in the Middle East. And the Al Arabiya reporter, Eli Nakuzi, and I'm sure, Ian, you could do better with this than me, but asked him the question. She said, in the Islamic world, they think that President Bush is an enemy of Islam, that he wants to destroy their religion, what they believe in. Is that in any way true, Mr. President? Talk about being put on the spot. On international television. And his response was, and I think we have it up here, he said, well, I believe in an almighty God, and I believe that all the world, whether they be Muslim, Christian, or any other religion, prays to the same God. That's what I believe. He goes on after that in the interview to say, well, you know, anybody who murders innocent people is not religious, regardless of what they claim to believe, and so on and so forth. But let me go back to this original statement. And I want to ask you this question. Do you agree that this is a true statement? That whatever God you pray to, according to your religion, that it is all the same God? Wow, a lot of confidence here today. Are you sure?
Yes.
If I challenge you on this, are you ready?
Yes.
Liamar?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Praise God. Interesting question. Because a lot of people in our culture would make that statement today. But I would challenge it with this. If a nature worshiper prays to a spirit in a maple tree, is that the same God as the God in the Bible?
No.
I would say not. If a Satan worshiper prays to Lucifer, because they do, are they praying to the same God as the God who was laid out in the Bible?
No.
No. That's right. Double no. Praise God. If a Hindu worshiper worships some deity, some God that he has carved out of wood and carries around in an ornamental box, is he praying to the same God as the God in the Bible? If you're a mess, Tom. If a Buddhist worshiper, if you want to call him that, burns incense and chants mantras to a statue of Buddha in a pagoda somewhere, is he praying to the same God as the God in the Bible?
No.
No, it's only logical. It only makes sense. Now, I'm not raising these questions in order to bash George Bush. I mean, you know, he just happens to be famous, so it came in handy for the illustration. But you can ask multitudes in America, go out on the street and make this statement to them, and many, 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 many people would agree with you that they think that's a true statement. It's all the same God. It doesn't matter. The God the Muslims pray to, the Buddhists pray to, the Jews pray to, the Christians pray to, it's all the same God. And the problem is they have never really truly been challenged, number one, as to whether that statement is in fact true. They just sort of believe it. But number two, they have never been challenged as to whether it really matters. I mean, they may say to you, well, suppose it is different. Suppose they have a different concept. They believe one thing and you believe another. Who cares? We all have our opinion. Does it even matter? I mean, it's just religion. You know, I'm concerned about whether I have money to pay my bills and whether you're working, you know, a full day for a full day's wage. And, you know, who's going to, you know, go to war or not go to war, blah, 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 on and on and on, yada, yada, yada. And to them, who God is way, way, way down on the list somewhere in the margin. And so they've never been challenged as to whether it's true, number one, but number two, does it even matter? I would submit to you today that it is the most critical, important question you can ask a person. Praise God. You cannot simply brush this issue aside as some religious opinion or some trivial fact. This is the most important issue facing anybody in their entire life, in the scope of their existence. And to simply say that it doesn't matter or to just brush it aside, I would submit to you today that it's tantamount to blasphemy. Amen. The very first commandment. Anybody ever heard of the Ten Commandments? Raise your hand if you have. I know it was an old movie with Charlton Heston, but, you know, I know the Largent girls have heard of it because they heard all those old movies, you know. You've heard of the Ten Commandments? I'm not just, you know, speaking out of turn here. The very first commandment, the number one, very first commandment right out of the box. The God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob said, "You shall have no other gods before me." It's only me. It's me, the whole me, and nothing but the me. No other gods. First commandment. That's it. But then he goes on to say in the next two commandments, he goes on and says, "You shall not make a carved image of God." What do some people worship? Carved images. Buddhists do. Hindus do. We went down to Peru. We saw people, even who professed to be Christian, had idols on top of the roof of their house. They wanted it both ways. I guess they wanted to cover all their bases, you know. In case Jesus couldn't get to this, then the cow image would do this thing. Yeah. He says, "You will have no other gods before me." Number two, you shall not make a carved image of God. And number three, he said, "You shall not take his name. You shall not take his name in vain." Is God concerned for his name? Are you concerned about your name? If somebody goes and publishes an article in an internationally read newspaper that slanders your name and drags your name through the mud, would you be concerned about your name? Or your mom's name? I like what Vodi said. You know, I love my mom, but man. Praise God. The name of God. Now, God, just by way of information, this is just a bonus. I didn't have this in there. God, as a title, when we talk about God, you know, this supreme being, in the Bible, in the original Hebrew, the word is El, E-L, or Elohim, and it refers to God in general and his capacity as God in general. But when he comes down to man and reveals himself redemptively and says, "I want to make a covenant with you to redeem you from destruction and offer you my grace and favor and blessings," that redemptive name of God, that covenant name of God, is very holy and special. It's more than just saying, well, he's God. Now he is Yahweh. Amen. Also pronounced Jehovah. Transliterated. And God is absolutely concerned for his name. In the Lord's Prayer, what's the first thing we pray? "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed, reverenced be your name." So the name of God is very important. You just can't say, well, it's the same God, even though it's a different name. The name of someone is a one-word way of describing everything about that person. When I say John D'Souza, I'm talking about this guy that's standing in front of you that's 51 years old, grew up in Maryland, and blah, 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 on and on. When I say Ian Hatch, I'm referring to this gentleman here in the golden shirt with the glasses, and I'm not referring to Angie Slater. I'm referring to Ian Hatch. There is a difference, slightly. So who he is and how you perceive him, I'm referring to God now, who he is and how you perceive him and what name you call him are all critically important. For instance, if somebody wrote a letter to the President of the United States and they sent it to the White House and they addressed it to President John McCain. And in their letter, they said, "Dear Mr. President, I'm so glad you chose Sarah Palin as a running mate. She's just such an intelligent, engaging young woman. Do you think Barack Obama might be offended by that?" Maybe, I don't know. He'd probably think, what a maroon, you know? Because just because you address it to the president doesn't mean you're referring to Barack Obama, does it? He is the president. But if I say, "Dear President McCain," I'm talking about somebody else. If somebody wrote a letter to the pastor of Shore Christian Fellowship and they addressed it to Pastor Heather Largent, and in their letter they said, "Dear Pastor, I was so thrilled a few years ago to see your gymnastics performance. It was flawless. You absolutely captivated me with every move on the mat. I can promise you they would not be talking about me." You can go all the way back in my history and there was nothing impressive about anything I did anywhere near gymnastics equipment. The leotard was the scariest thing. Not to mention the onesie or whatever they call those things they wear. I don't know, what do they call it? You know, okay. Yeah. Praise God. Would they, in that situation, would they be writing to me just because they addressed it, Pastor? Anybody?
No.
That's right. No, they wouldn't be. Never done gymnastics. And Heather's not the pastor to boot. I mean, so, you know, if you're calling somebody by a name that they're not, I don't care that the fact that you call it a name, it doesn't make them that. It doesn't make Heather the pastor of the church. I mean, and Heather, I'm, you know, not to, you know, diss you at all, you know, but, you know, life is what it is, man. You've chosen a different path. You were born earlier. Great preacher by the name of A.W. Tozer said this, and I think this is profound. He said, "What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us." Think about God for a moment. You are thinking of someone who has attributes, who has qualities about him, and hopefully your conception of him is accurate. But whatever it is, what comes into your mind when you think about God, according to A.W. Tozer, and I agree with him, is the most important thing about you. It will affect your decisions in life, it will affect your perspective on life, and it will ultimately determine your position in life for all of eternity. It doesn't get heavier than that. It is critical that you think rightly about God and that you are not deceived by a lie. And multitudes of people in our world are deceived because they have believed what is not true. They have believed in a lie. When the Apostle Paul stood before the intellectual giants of his day in the city of Athens in Greece, and we're going to see this in a minute, this was the very issue he pressed to them. These philosophers and scholars and, according to the world, brilliant men. He pressed this question to them. And it is every bit as important to you and I and to our world today. What comes into your mind when you think about God? If I'm going to put it simply, who is your God?